One of my personal views is that we will increasingly, in the years to come, stop talking about cancers based on the tissue of origin and far more increasingly begin to talk about them based upon the specific pathways that they are exploiting.
Of course, there's been a lot of fascinating recent work that's been done on breast cancer classification, Charles Peru, et cetera. Can you talk about how you currently conceptualize breast cancer?
So just to make sure that all of the people understand what we're talking about, Charles Peru and his collaborators at Stanford took a large number of breast cancers and without any predestined hypotheses, simply measured expression of every RNA in those tumors and asked, did those breast cancers emerge into different patterns? Just as you might open up a bag of M&Ms and sort them by color, you'd have five or six different piles of colors, whatever they come in, red, yellow, green, blue, brown. And so you'd say there are five kinds of M&Ms. And you'd be using a single discriminant, color, to tell those kinds of M&Ms apart. Now imagine, instead of looking at just color, you looked at 20,000 characteristics of each M&M. You might say you might get thousands of piles, but you didn't. In fact, what Peru found was that breast cancer was sorted into about six piles, almost like the M&Ms, actually. And those have been given names, which may or may not be completely perfect in terms of describing them, luminal A, luminal B, basal type, HER2-new breast cancers. But it's clear that each of those patterns described a different biology in terms of natural history or prognosis. In some cases, pretty reliably defined responsivity to trastuzumab without actually even measuring HER2-new. In other words, the thing that's important here is that looking at the whole pattern of genes expressed, you can tell more than by just identifying the single target. So I think there's now been a plethora of studies reclassifying many different kinds of tumors, not just breast cancer. And those studies, I think, are all of them extremely exciting. For listeners who are interested, I suggest that they go to a website called OncoMine, OncoMine.org, which is based here at the University of Michigan and is a summation of all of these studies looking at expression patterns in different cancers. And I think this is one of the most exciting things to come along in many years.